It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. You know, in springtime, we don't usually get everything fixed up until it's time to hit the field. When I was in college, we didn't study for the big finals usually until the night before the exam. But it seems that this next Farm Bill, 2018, maybe 2019, might be done early. It's certainly getting started early. And the North Dakota Farmers Union is hosting a series of Farm Bill listening sessions coming up, not next week, but the week after, to get input on the new Farm Bill. North Dakota Farmers Union President Mark Watney joins us now. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mick. Thanks for the opportunity.
You bet. Now, do you kind of get the sense that this is kind of an early start on the Farm Bill and that generally there's a pretty good feeling about getting it done on time?
Well, I think so. The only really probably challenge will be is getting enough input to be able to go to D.C. And, you know, I always say we don't just accept what we have. We should look for improvements. And that's not real acceptable, but I don't give up easy. And I think farmers could help me by coming to these meetings, giving some message we should send and tell them we do need a good safety net.
Yeah, it is the law of the land when it comes to agriculture, and it's a five-year deal, generally speaking, and very, as you mentioned, a critical piece of legislation that affects pretty much every operation on the farm in the U.S. So what's the details on the listening sessions coming up?
Well, we have meetings next July 17th, 18th, and 19th. On the 17th, we're in the morning at Rough Rider Center in Watford City. In the afternoon, we're at the North Central Experiment Station in Minot. On the 18th, we're in the Fireside Inn in Devil's Lake at 10 a.m. And at 3 p.m., we're at the Hillsborough Event Center in Hillsborough. And then the 19th, we're at the Heritage Center in Bismarck. And we're at the conference center in the afternoon back here at Jamestown at the North Dakota Farmers Union office. So meetings are 10 or 3 each day, and we're trying to make as cover the state as well as we can in 6 meetings.
All right. Well, and I know that everybody's operation is different. Yet, what do you expect farmers to tell you, or do you know yet?
Well, I think farmers will tell us that they have a need for a safety net. I think they'll tell us that the levels of support prices are a little low. And I think they need a better reaction to situations when the commodity prices drop so rapidly. And, of course, we're in a drought. And it seems like we can't get action on drought things very quickly. So I think it's going to say don't cut the spending, increase the spending, keep the system we may have, but improve upon it.
You know, and our new USDA secretary, which everybody seems to like, is faced with a 20-some percent budget cut out there. And it's going to be tough to do that.
Well, we believe that that obviously came out of the president's budget. Many times the president, regardless of which party, they don't always get their way when it comes to the budget. So we're working in the area where we think we may have the most influence, probably in the Senate appropriations or the Senate egg budgetary group, and then trying to, you know, influence them to understand that, you know, we've did our fair share. We've taken more cuts than anything else. And we're down to about 0.25% for the commodity titles, the crop insurance, and conservation. And we think, really, we should have more. You know, you have this great food supply system in this country, and the food security we have is worth at least 0.25% of the budget.
Yeah, and food security is national security, as we've discovered around the world in the last few years.
Well, that's definitely true, and I always say, you know, we spend a lot of time in water and air, and that's very important, but the reality is food's next in line. We don't live without that either, and having a good, secure food system like is currently being done by the family farms across this country should not be taken for granted.
Right on. All right. And you mentioned the Senate. The congressional staff, Senate and House, will be there. Maybe not the actual congressmen and senators themselves, but their staff will be there to take good notes.
Huh? Yeah, they told us they'll make as many as they can, and they may even change it up on who shows up. But this is your chance. And again, I know that people are busy, but this is important, and we're seeing that now when we have to live with lower commodity prices, that the farm program does kick in, and you need to have your input, and you need to tell the story of why you need it and why it's important to the country. And it's real easy for me to go to D.C. and tell them what I think, but the fact is I need the support of not only our members, but all farmers and ranchers out there telling that this is important to us and we really need this.
So true. All right. Well, here's an opportunity for all the producers, ranchers, and farmers alike to voice your concerns and your wishes for the next Farm Bill. July 17th, Rough Rider Center. The 17th, of course, is a Monday. Rough Rider Center, Watford City in the afternoon, and Minot at the Experiment Station. Tuesday, the 18th at the Fireside Inn, Devil's Lake, 3 o'clock Hillsboro Event Center. 19th, Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Heritage Center in Bismarck, and 3 in the afternoon at the North Dakota Farmers Union Conference Center in Jamestown. So I would assume the drought disaster is going to be a lot of concerns and anxiety there. It seems like disaster relief or crop insurance, livestock insurance, indemnity insurance. What's more important, good old crop insurance that might cover disasters or just disaster relief?
Well, I think if the crop insurance program is done properly, it probably takes a little bit of priority because we don't have to go back and get it approved all the time. But it's pretty hard to write an insurance program that never, ever takes into account for major disasters. And I mean, you can look at that when you have floods. You can look at that when you have heat waves. Even in the housing industry, businesses, they still need a disaster, even though they have insurance programs. So I find them both needed. I would encourage people that want to come to these meetings to talk about what's happening in their situation in drought, because we're certainly taking that message. You know, I've had 3 calls this morning. I'm starting to get a massive number of calls of people really going to be impacted. And boy, the weather does not look good for any significant moisture. So we need some help, and there's times when we just need additional help. So
all right. Yeah.
Crop insurance important, but we need the drought disaster too.
Absolutely. Mark Watney, president of the North Dakota Farmers Union, with listening sessions coming up July 17th, 18th, 19th. We'll visit with you before then about this again, Mark.
All right. So, thank you.
Yep. Have a good rest of the week and weekend.
He sounds good.
All righty. Bye now.